wonder, what do you imagine that your life should look like? What images of beauty or success or whatever else do you aspire to? Because those aspirations could in fact be ruining your life. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Sadly, there are way too many people in this world suffering from insecurity, from this sense that compared to everyone else, they just don't measure up. It's become a global pandemic, and here's why. The world is intent on telling us what beauty looks like, what success looks like, what wealth looks like. In fact, watch just an hour of television and you'll be told no less than 6 times who and what you should aspire to be. That's what advertisements do in order to sell their products. So, we get to imagining that that is indeed the life that we should aspire to. Do you get it? No wonder so many people feel so insecure, because we can never have the fake plastic lives portrayed in those ads. So what's the answer? Romans chapter 12, verse 3. God has given me a special gift, and that is why I have something to say to each one of you. Don't think that you are better than you really are. You must see yourself just as you are. Decide what you are by the faith that God has given each one of us. The more we aspire to those images of beauty and success, the more insecure we become. Stop imagining that you should be someone you aren't and get focused on the amazing, beautiful person that God made you to be. He's given you gifts and abilities that other people simply don't have. Be a realist about who God made you to be. Live the life that He's given you and live it to the full. That's God's word, fresh for you. Today. Seems the deeper that we dive into God's Word together, the more profoundly, the more powerfully we open ourselves up to the Holy Spirit doing a mighty work in us. A work of transformation, a work of freedom. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television program for some more in-depth teaching from God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.